Joining us by phone is Jeff Lorenz from State Patrol in Eau Claire. A lot of things have changed over the years as far as how you safely approach a vehicle that's being pulled over. 2 weeks ago now, the close call with Trooper Hotvet and the semi that nearly hit the car, I'm sure all of your staff is reminded just how dangerous it can be out there.
Yes, absolutely. We've trained for a long time with the right side approaches, being on the passenger side out there. It's been for several years now that we've done that. And, of course, this is in response, to officer safety out there. And just what we saw here in this past couple of weeks, and it's not the first event that we've had. We have even lost officers who have lost their lives with events like this. So we're glad it was a close call. Because the officer safety is so important out there. But we different things over the years to include that right-hand approach and position of vehicles, everything that we can think of in regards to lights and reflective gear that our officers wear, all those things are taken in consideration.
I would imagine the technology has helped the equipment get better, too. It's a lot easier to see a squad car from a distance now than it was, say, 15 years ago.
That's kind of interesting. We were just talking about that in regards to what happened with Trooper Hotvet and stuff, and we used to do the canted angle in regards to pulling behind a vehicle, thinking that if that vehicle was struck, it would be pushed out at an angle and away from the officer. Well, we found it out in road dynamics, it's really not as true, and we really do take a kind of a flat angle on it now in regards to vehicles because of the lighting and because of the reflective materials we have on the vehicles now.
Yeah, there was quite a stretch of time where you'd park at the canted angle, but it may not have done much protection because it may have put the squad car right into the officer if hit.
That's a possibility, and talking to our reconstruction people about the forces they impacted is they really don't follow the path of the tires. They actually follow the path of the force, so that would be a straight-ahead force, and they said we really weren't doing as much good as we thought that we were doing.
Now you approach from the passenger side. Do a lot of the drivers still seem surprised when they're rolling down their window and looking out the driver's side and suddenly the officer's knocking on the passenger window?
Well, that's part of the strategy in regards to the right side approach is, for the officer safety in regards to that. But much of it, as we saw with Trooper Hotvet, is just because of the traffic itself. And, we get a lot of that. I guess, years ago I was always trying to reach over and roll that window down. But with updates in electronics now, there's very few windows out there now that aren't electronically controlled, so it makes it much easier and much safer for both ourselves and for the people in the vehicle.
Let's say, hypothetically, a motorist has a vehicle with crank windows. Does the officer prefer to have the driver reach across and roll it down or just go ahead and open the door?
The preference is for them because, it's their automobile and what they're most comfortable with. We'll still use our position in regards to our safety and stuff, but for them to reach across and to roll down, and I tell you, it doesn't happen very often anymore.
One other thing I noticed in my travels there, many years ago, back in, I think it was 89, you had Trooper Deb McMenamin killed on the side of Interstate 94 in the eastbound lanes, not far from Eau Claire. There was a memorial up for quite a while, but I don't see it now. What happened to that?
The cross that you're referring to is actually on private property, and it's maintained by some retired troopers, and we still have one up there. Unfortunately, we have two in that stretch now because we lost Willie a few years later as well, was hit and killed just a few miles from Deb.
So it is dangerous out there, and that move over or slow down rule really does apply.
Absolutely. As we train the officers to come through academy, whether it's our State Patrol Academy or any other law enforcement training facility, it's all about officer safety, and I've been doing this for over 27 years. And the thing that you teach out there, especially in our environment, because we work high-speed roads, the interstate is where we are predominantly. And, we always, worry about, we're really good about protecting ourselves from guns and knives and hand grenades, and we wear bulletproof vests and all that stuff. But the reality of it is the most dangerous thing out there is the traffic itself. In my experience, I've lost Willie and Debbie. And George Demos in 2009 was killed up in Polk County, and these are all traffic crashes. Most prevalent, we lose our law enforcement officers. So it's really about the traffic and doing everything you can do to protect yourself from that work environment.
If my recollection is right, Wisconsin State Patrol's lost, I believe, 5 or 6 officers, and almost all of them are traffic.
Yes, that's correct. There was one shooting, the rest were all traffic.
So when you see the signs that say, slow down, move over, believe it.
Yeah, not only for the law enforcement officers that are out there, but we have a lot of other folks out there, too. Our maintenance people who are out there, our tow truck drivers that are out there, you know, all those folks out there, we have to really be conscious of their safety as well. And for to slow down and to move over, it can really, really help. And I have to say, all the years I've been out there, that most of the people are very conscientious about it. But, you know, it only takes one to make a mistake.
You'd mentioned maintenance vehicles and tow trucks. Not too long ago, I went on a ride-along with a friend of mine in a tow truck, and we were maybe an eighth of a mile from a move-over, slow-down sign, and nobody was moving over for a tow truck. I think they're looking for red and blue.
You know, it's unfortunate, but I think you're correct, Larry, that they really think it pertains only to law enforcement vehicles when it pertains to all the service trucks on the roadway as well as us.
So if it has any type of a flashing light, it's move over, slow down.
Absolutely. And not only in response to what this new statute reads, but also just in response to common sense of what we're doing out there as we share that road, you know, with each other. You really, even before this, a lot of us, you know, did it without a statute. I think that's just common sense for folks.